This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Almost back. Joe, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I'm not telling you what I'm laughing about. It's too embarrassing. Anyway, be involved, be engaged, be part of the solution. Seriously, you want to make sure that that you're well-informed before you do anything stupid, before you open your mouth and start speaking to some of this stuff. Because again, as I've said, it a million times. I'm not trying to be repetitious, really. But I've said it a million times to you guys. It's, you hear something, you think it to be truth, and then you go forward with it. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Because then nobody believes anything you say after that. So don't do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. Again, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the best way to make it happen. You know, we've got all kinds of stuff going on in the news. And as you have heard, and continue to hear, you know, Joey B is just totally lost. Can we just be honest about it? He is totally lost. You've heard about this PBS reporter that asked, I guess, made a statement of truth. And it bothered Joe Biden and team. And boy, I tell you what, there are others that have given her a hard time. And it was a true statement. The PBS reporter, you know, saying that Biden has no more foreign policy experience than any president before him. It's a true statement. I mean, they made fun of Trump for basically saying he was an expert with everything, right? I mean, I'm good at this, I'm good at that, I knew what to say to Putin, I knew what to say to this guy. I mean, they made fun of him. He thinks he's so smart, so everything. The people that were involved with Joe Biden and Obama, and Joe Biden over the years, you've heard that he's been wrong about every foreign policy that he wanted to put in place or get behind. Been wrong. You've heard that from the experts, not the right-wing experts. These are people that worked for Obama, for God's sakes. And yet he thinks he's a genius. Inflation is the highest it's been in over 40 years. He thinks he's a genius. And yet they're going to mock the reporter for telling the truth. Right? The flattery came as Biden was defending his controversial remarks about Russian President Vladimir Putin. Biden said that Putin can't remain in power. Now, the White House immediately walked back the president's provocative remark. Why not? Why is it provocative? If he's doing what we perceive he's doing, why is it provocative? He shouldn't be in power. Neither should Joe Biden, for that matter. Leaders were slamming the unscripted comments as a dangerous blunder that could invite the escalation of the war in Ukraine. Joe scratches his head like, what'd I say? Now, Monday, Biden defended himself before reporters at the White House. Fox Peter Ducey's sparred with Biden over his administration's walking back a string of controversial comments, suggesting the U.S. would send troops to Ukraine if Russia uses chemical weapons, suggested the regime change in Russia. However, the president claimed that his comments were misinterpreted and denied his administration had to walk back anything. Of course he did. Probably doesn't even know what he said. Can't remember what he said 7 minutes ago. Immediately after his exchange, PBS NewsHour correspondent Lisa Desjardins, she flattered the president with an unusual comment. She said, I still want to get back to your original words that he cannot remain in power. Can you help us understand you have more foreign policy experience than any president who's ever held this office, she claimed. That's hilarious. You know, these people are so ignorant to American history. You guys have been seeing, I think you've been seeing the meme that's running all over the place about how the first black Supreme Court nominee, female, was not by the Democrats. It was by the Republicans years ago. And on top of that, if you really want to get serious about it, then you need to look at it again, Clarence Thomas. The one that Joe Biden tried to can, didn't want him, did everything he could to keep him. And don't give me that stuff that had to do with some woman that he may have assaulted, because I'm not buying it. Because we've got a list of Democrat legislators that have assaulted women, and they're still in their positions. That's why that whole, you heard us talking about it earlier, the whole Me Too movement was a farce. Where is it? Why isn't it still working? Where's Hollywood doing with it all? Right? John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, James Monroe, John Quincy Adams, George Bush Sr. all had more foreign policy experience, according to Don Sheridan, the founder of the Energy Point Research. These people just spew things out without any proof or real knowledge. And I love it. I think it's hilarious. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay
stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen.
Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe's here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-JOE-855-732. 5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the whole idea, right? You want to be part of the solution. You want to make sure that the real story gets out. Who better to tell the real story than you, the people around you, once you get informed? Once you get informed, let them, I don't mean in a negative way, I mean let them have it. Don't let them sit there, you know, sitting at lunch or wherever, they're spewing a whole bunch of crap. Don't let them do that. Don't let them get away with it. You wouldn't let them do it about your favorite sports team, right? So don't let them do this one either. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Senior writer for National Review, Dan McLaughlin, was talking about the the reporter, the PBS reporter. Seriously, it's amazing how ignorant these people are, but it's just like AOC. Everyone's with AOC. When she's speaking, when she's putting it out there, when she's talking, she makes it sound like she is just so aware, so smart. And she hasn't got a clue. She truly hasn't got a clue. John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, James Monroe, John Quincy Adams, and all the George Bush Sr. had more foreign policy experience. Dan McLaughlin tweeted that Dwight Eisenhower served between 43 and 52 as Supreme Allied Commander in Europe. And he was a military governor of Germany and NATO Supreme Commander. Hello? Yeah, he wouldn't know anything about foreign policy. Yeah, I could see that. Okay. Others noted that despite Joe's decades in government, Robert Gates said that you're not going to shake him. Bottom line is that Biden has been wrong on top foreign policy issues for decades. This is nothing new. President Obama's former defense secretary, Robert Gates. I mean, I want you to know that. I want you to know this was not Clinton's. I'm not Clinton, I'm sorry. Any of the Bushes. None of our people. President Obama's former defense secretary, Robert Gates, famously called Biden wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue for over the last 40 years. These people were in it. They knew what was going on. These people are supposed to be allies, if you would. So, whether those are your personal feelings, as they went on, as president, do you understand why people would believe you as someone commanding one of the largest nuclear arsenals in the world, saying someone cannot remain in power? Remember, it was Joe Biden, plenty of times, getting on Donald Trump, so were the rest of the reporters, but Biden got on Trump on a regular basis. You know, the president says, it holds a lot of weight. President has to watch what he says. President has to be careful when he chooses. I mean, this was his mantra over and over again. But doesn't apply to him. The left has gotten really, and it's not that they've gotten really good at this. They're experts at this. President claimed he wasn't blamed. Nobody believes what we're going to take down. And then I was talking about taking down Putin. Nobody would believe that. Well, then why'd you say it? Biden told another reporter that he was just simply expressing his moral outrage at Putin. Right, why didn't you say that? So he can get away. He can get away with saying something like that in a moment of emotion, but nobody else can, right? And then Gates goes into it, Robert Gates again, being interviewed. And remember, he was the former defense secretary under President Obama. And this was on Sunday. He says, he believes that President Biden has been wrong on nearly every foreign policy issue. Now, Gates spent about three decades in the CIA. That would give him a little insight, don't you think? During his interview with 60 Minutes, he was asked by Anderson Cooper about his 2014 memoir entitled Duty, Memories of a Secretary of War. Cooper pointed out that at part of the book, Gates called Biden a man of integrity, but wrote that he believes that he's been wrong in nearly every major foreign policy national security issue over the past four decades. I think he's gotten a lot wrong, Gates responded, before pointing out Biden's opposition to every one of Ronald Reagan's military programs, right, the pushback on the Soviet Union. I wonder if he was making deals with them way back then. He could have been. The first Gulf War, even pointed to the differences regarding Afghanistan during the Obama administration. He said he believed that Biden made a mistake in Afghanistan in the way he handled the withdrawal. God forbid. You don't want to come against, you know, I mean, seriously, what do you think of these guys? I don't trust them all, but they got a clue, a lot more than Joey B has. And this is stuff that has to be handled properly or else. Now, Biden's defended his administration. He said, well, there's no easy way out of the country after being in there for two decades. When I were here, we could have, should have continued so-called low-grade effort in Afghanistan, the low risk to our service members. And at low cost, Biden said, I don't think enough people understood how much we've asked of the 1% of this country who put that uniform on. You didn't care about them. You can't make that comment with a straight face. 13 of them were immediately killed under your watch. You talk about expense. Did anybody do an expense markup? It left $80 billion worth of equipment behind. I'm sorry. What expense were you talking about? And we had virtually we had no people there. The Afghan army was doing a decent, not a perfect job, but a decent job in keeping the peace. Now, Gates is now 78. He told 60 Minutes that he lives in Washington State to get as far away from D.C. as possible. He admitted that it was difficult to watch the withdrawal of the chaos in Kabul. He said that President Trump failed to plan properly, and once Biden said there would be a firm deadline date, that's the point at which he said, I think they should have begun bringing those people out. Yeah, I love these guys, though, too, right? Trump's failed policy, or to plan properly. Plan what? What were you supposed to plan properly? There was a relative peace there. So I don't get what he was looking for. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden doubling down on what he said Saturday that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. But he offers a clarification that it was his personal opinion and that he does not take back what he has said.
This is just stating a simple fact that this kind of behavior
is totally unacceptable. Totally unacceptable.
Biden adds he was expressing personal outrage at Putin and does not expect things to escalate between the U.S. and Russia. It's officially called the Parents' Rights in Education Bill, but opponents have dubbed it the Don't Say Gay Bill. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed the bill into law. It forbids sexual orientation and gender identity from being taught in kindergarten to third grade. Despite widespread criticism of the law, DeSantis says parents have a right to a role in their child's education. Wall Street closed higher on Monday, though crude oil prices fell. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. John C. Rose. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855. Real term, 855-732. 5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to. Be part of the solution, and we can knock this thing out of the park. Okay? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. You know, pay attention to what's going on around you. That's another big deal. People don't pay attention to what's happening around them. So, I just got a bunch of stories I want to do. I'm not going to get to them all, but I'm going to try like heck. Home Depot has gotten even more woke than it was before, right? I mean, anybody? Have you been paying attention to this? This is all over Twitter. That doesn't make it true, but they haven't denied it. Home Depot is being beaten up over being overly woke. Some customers are even threatening to boycott the chain. Like, when they wouldn't let me in, there were certain items I could only get at Home Depot. I could buy them on Amazon, but then I'm buying them from, I wouldn't even say the lesser of two evils, one of the two evils. But if I can get stuff, I get it at Lowe's if I can get it. And I remember when I went over, when this first thing happened with COVID, and I went over there, and they had a line out front there, only letting so many people in the store. And even in the line, you had to be 6 feet apart. You had to have a mask on, blah, 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 blah. It was just nuts. So the home improvement giant's under scrutiny after a photo of an employee handout called Leading Practices Unpacking Privilege surfaced on Twitter. The handout details white privilege, class privilege, Christian privilege, cisgender privilege, and the privilege of just being able-bodied. What is privilege? They make everything. It doesn't matter what it is. It's privilege, right? What is it? If should we get rid of all the milk because some people are allergic to milk and I'm privileged to drink milk? Maybe. Really. Unpacking privilege. And if you're ready, this is the better one. If you're confident that the police exist to protect you, you have white privilege. That's just amazing. Angry Twitter users took to the app, called for a boycott, and suggested Lowe's as a substitute. There were 17,000 tweets on this issue in one day. A Home Depot spokesman told MarketWatch that the Unpacking Privilege Guide is authentic. But it's actually from Home Depot's Canadian division. So what? You're still part of the big picture. You still all belong to the same family. But it was not part of any required company-wide training. Right? There are clues in the picture such as the non-American spelling of color. The guide also appears to be stapled to a wall with, much like other handouts, largely ignored in break rooms. While we fully support diversity across our company, the material was not created or approved by our corporate diversity, equity, and inclusion department. All right. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to read something again, and you guys let it go. While we fully support diversity across our company, this material was not created or approved by our corporate diversity, equity, and inclusion department. We need a department for that? First of all, that used to be taken care of by HR to make sure nobody was discriminated against or anything along those lines. They have to have an actual separate department for this. While the explanation isn't likely to change the mood of any angry Twitter mob, the chain is, like many companies, still trying to figure out how to navigate the complicated flashpoint issues. You can't. They won't let you. See, unlike the right, unlike the more accepting and tolerant people, we get it. You do your best. You shouldn't be sued every time you make a mistake. Unlike the other mob who believes themselves, well, there's no way, but they believe themselves to be tame and righteous, smarter than most other people. Don't let them get away with it. Seriously. You know, push back on them. Why do you let them get away with this? When they come at you and say you need one of these departments, say, no, we handle that through our HR. By the way, plumbing's on aisle 7. Don't let them do this to you. And how many of you will make the change? How many of you will drive an extra 15 or 20 minutes to go shop at Lowe's because you don't want to support? See, this is the stuff that just floors me. You're outraged, you're screaming and yelling, and I bet you can find a picture of at least half of you at Home Depot after hearing this. After knowing this, you'll still go to Home Depot. And that's what I mean. We don't win till we take a stand. Well, I've taken a stand. I've written it all over Twitter. Yeah, it doesn't mean jack. Right? It really it doesn't mean jack. And again, in the category of we let this happen, YouTube is banning a Pennsylvania GOP candidate for him. Right? It even said big letters. This video has been removed for violating YouTube's community guideline. Really? It's a debate. You're not going to like what's being said all the time. Maybe not at all. I don't know. YouTube, for some of you who don't know, they're owned by Google. And they've removed a Pennsylvania Republican gubernatorial candidate. Gee, amazing. Pennsylvania. They want that place. Now, it was live streamed over the weekend. They decided there was too much misinformation in it. Why? Because they were stating their case? They were talking about what they believed to be true? That's censorship. And for you guys on the left, it'll come to you, too. You think about it. You, before the squad, there was definitely a distinction between left and right. What's the problem? You guys, you know, pumping away at how crazy we were, how bad we were, how nasty we were. And then the squad comes in. And now you're getting the same treatment. They're pounding on you with their progressive mindset. Their progressive ideas, if you would. And look at what's happening. You've got one of the biggest splits in your own party that you've had in decades. And don't think that they're going to rest there. Forget the progressives. Wait until the communists start moving into your party because they won't get in ours. Now you'll have a three-way split. You guys that were JFK liberals, you'll be pushed out. Anyway, the video was removed. I love that our team has reviewed your content. And unfortunately, we think it violates our misinformation policy. We removed the following content from YouTube, the gubernatorial forum live stream. I love this. Because they've done this to us. And there's no way. There's no way they could have listened to the whole show. They've got to be using artificial intelligence that goes through and decides what's right and what's wrong. Right? They've removed two of our videos as of late. And again, I don't depend on YouTube or any of those, Facebook or any of them anymore. The stuff goes up there, so what, so be it. YouTube offered no specifics on what it alleged. It never does. Never does. I've told the story a million times how my wife and I were heading out for dinner. I saw some kind of email I got from YouTube that basically said, hey, your video has been demonetized, or your several videos have been demonetized because of misinformation or something along those lines. And when I got home, I looked at it in more detail because it came up on my phone. Come to find out that it wasn't a few videos. It was all of them. Every single one. This might have been when they first kicked into doing this high gear. And then within a relatively short time, maybe a couple of weeks, they pulled the channel. So somebody went through it, looked at it, and said, I don't like this. Gotta go. And it didn't just start with me. I mean, I was among the early victims. So YouTube offers no specifics. They never do. This didn't fit their content. The election was not mentioned in the 2020 election was not mentioned at all, so they couldn't be talking about that. We can only conclude that YouTube censors didn't like the answers given by some of the candidates. They didn't like what was said about some of their candidates. This is a blatant assault on free speech. We let it happen. The rhinos let it happen. The Republicans let it happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on back. I'll be back in a few minutes.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-RULE-JOE, 855-732. 55's always willing to fight for what's right here on the Joe Mancini Show. I do appreciate the time you spend with. Hey, listen, head up to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, where you can, you know, there's so much there you can order. There's so much there that you'll find comfortable. And again, you're supporting Mike Lindell, who's keeping his people working. No matter what has happened, he's kept them working. Your product is made in America. People here are getting paid to work. That means they're able to keep their houses here. They're able to keep feeding themselves. So if you go there, slippers, pillows, robes, all kinds of stuff available. Just peruse the place. And if you like something, throw it in your cart. And use promo code Joe on the way out. And you'll save at least half. That's not, I don't think it's bad. You'll save half. I'll make some bucks. He makes some bucks. And everybody wins. And you'll love the product. There's no way you can't love the product. We were talking about how YouTube removed a gubernatorial or Republican gubernatorial debate. Form, whatever you want to call it. Because they didn't like the content. They didn't like what was being talked about. They probably didn't like that their people were being pummeled. Right? YouTube offered no reason, but they never do. But in reality, this is truly an assault on free speech. Now, I've been pushing and saying when it comes to private companies, they have a right to censor anything they want to. Period. All right? I mean, they can keep you from putting political stuff up in your office. It's not what they're about. They have rules. But these companies aren't like that. Yes, they are privately, in essence, private companies. But they're also news sources, information sources. And this needs to be changed. But we gave them the power. Yeah, we, the collective we, gave them the power. The blatant assault on free speech, free elections, on the ability of candidates to freely state their views. It also keeps citizens to hear a varied perspective. What are they afraid of? They think you're too stupid to make your own decisions? Actually, yes, they do. They do believe you're too stupid. It hinders the process of democracy, shuts down the free marketplace of ideas, and it further erodes the confidence of elections. And maybe that's what they want. Right? Maybe they want people not to vote or not to want to vote because if you think it's ridiculous. But who knows what triggers them these days? They don't really want to tell you. Look, they didn't give you an answer as to why they pulled this down. Anyway, you got an upcoming election in many states across the country. Matter of fact, one in every state across the country, really. How is YouTube going to handle this? What's it going to do when there's an actual debate between a Democrat and a Republican? They're not going to allow that one to happen either because you might hear what an idiot the Democrat in that particular area, place, whatever might be. Now, this gets even better. This TikTok influencer has decided that white folks need to stop walking down the street holding hands. Yeah, somehow, in some way, shape, or form, we're doing something wrong. We're apparently blocking the street. And that ain't cool. Take a listen.
I know that every person of color has been on the receiving end of this, so my video is actually more for white people, actually. This is a serious question, and I would like a serious answer in my comment section or a stitch. Are y'all aware that y'all often take up...
I don't believe that she's a y'all. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm serious. I mean, the way she's saying it, and she didn't start off that way. But listen, let me let it finish.
Space with disregard for the people of color around you. If there's any confusion, I can give you guys an example. I'm from New York City. Sometimes the sidewalk is narrow to the point where there's only enough room for two modes of traffic, one going and one coming. But that has never stopped white people from walking side by side and holding hands and expecting you to either stand and wait for them to pass or walk in the street if you need to keep going. Are you guys aware that this is something that you do, or is it something that happens by accident? Because people of color are taught to be aware of how much space they're taking up at all times. So watching you guys take up space without even thinking about it is mind-blowing to a lot of...
No, actually it's not. And I'll send this over to Sonia and and Zoe for a little commentary. And I say that for a lot of reasons, okay? And I know, everyone's going to take this the wrong way, but too bad, deal with it. Right? Are y'all aware that when I'm in a store, okay, my biggest pet peeve, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know, my biggest pet peeve is these kids that have absolutely no manners and think the world revolves around them. And when I'm in the store, it's a little kid in the store, not even a little kid, but even preteen, trying to get by me. The word excuse me has never been taught to these kids. And they will squeeze by and almost push you out of the way to get to where they need to go. And let me tell you what. Y'all, that would include black folks, Hispanic, white, Asian, all kids do it. Walking down the street. Yeah, I've seen black folks holding hands going down the street. And they don't necessarily let go of their hand. Yeah, one kind of shifts a little bit. I grew up in Boston, Miss Little Miss Y'all. Okay, we had the same small street, small sidewalks that you had. Small sidewalks are due to the fact that, you know, the old roads, when they had to accommodate cars or cars parking, they had to make the sidewalk smaller, but whatever. I mean, of all the things you can complain about, this is the best you can do. Right? When a group of white kids, Asian kids, black kids, whatever, Hispanic kids are walking down the sidewalk, do you want to tell them to go single file? But they usually don't. What about the skateboarders that are black and brown and Asian and whatever? Or are you just picking on, what's wrong? You don't have somebody in your life to hold hands with? You got nothing else to do? You trying to get your numbers up? I mean, I don't understand. I thought this was hilarious when I saw this. Of all the things that you can complain about, this was the best you could do. The user who has 5.1 million likes says that they're taking up space that should occupy, that black people should be able to occupy. I mean, she's so full of crap. Garbage. She's not outraged. She's just trying to get more people to pay attention to her. And this is TikTok. This is what your young folks are aspiring to, looking at, thinking about. TikTok, no big deal. What's the problem? I mean, really. Hey, Joey B. You know, I dislike him for a lot of reasons. But one of the reasons I really dislike him is because he's not a patriot in so many ways. He talks about the Constitution. He talks about what this country was made up of, what it meant, what it is. It did nothing. He hasn't got a clue. And it isn't because he's got some kind of issue right now. That's not it. That's not why he necessarily says. He believes these things. He's believed them for decades. He's just chosen, as others around him have chosen, to forget. So Biden, I guess, told a bunch of military troops overseas that a portion of the Declaration of Independence is corny. Well, what's corny? See, the Democrats, don't, a lot of Democrats, not all, don't have a respect for the Constitution or the flag or what it stands for or even know what true patriotism is. That simple. Now, when the Democrat president met with the troops stationed in Poland, in addition to degrading our founding fathers, Biden's don't jump joke fell flat. Biden tells American servicemen in Poland, don't jump, as troops sit in awkward silence, and then calls the Declaration of Independence corny just seconds later. I mean, tell me this guy doesn't need or is on some kind of drugs. I wonder if the 80 million people who voted for him also feel that the Declaration is corny. What part of it is corny? We just went through this on the show a couple of weeks ago, right? We went through the Declaration and talked about the different parts of it. And now what's going on in this country with people pushing back on the government is exactly what our founding fathers called us to do, told us to do in that Declaration. They said that they were doing it for that reason, and for that reason we should do it should it happen again. It was always going to be there for them. But no. Go check out the Convention of States. It's there for a reason. They put it in there because they knew that government was going to be far-reaching. They knew that government was going to try to go too far, as they always do. Show me, senior host. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me. Got another hour with just me coming up after the top of the hour. I'm Joe Mancini. We're listening to the Joe Mancini Show.